Once again, Mr. Examiner, my name is Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 400, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in this matter, case number 6447, on behalf of Conoco Inc. As with the previous case, 6446, case number 6447 is before the commission on the application of Conoco Inc. pursuant to Administrative Code Section 4302.03.88.1. Pursuant to that section of the code, Conoco has submitted to the commission an affidavit of Mr. P. James Turner setting forth the criteria necessary for the commission to enter an order pooling. Also, there was a request in this case, 6447, for a risk penalty. Since the filing of the application, all owners of interest have agreed to participate in the drilling of the well. The well has, in fact, been drilled, and there's no necessity for the penalty, so we're requesting only the pooling of all royalty interests.
I haven't looked at the affidavit, but are we pooling a state's interest or other fractional interests?
There's various interests in this tract, Mr. Nerd. I don't have the title opinion in front of me. I believe about 80% of the south half of Section 5 is either State of North Dakota, governed by the Board of University and School Lands, or State of North Dakota that's under the jurisdiction of the Board of Higher Education. And then there are some other small fee interests as well. And there's a small federal tract, but of course the federal government doesn't recognize the commission's pooling, so we'll also be entering into a communitization agreement with respect to the federal interest under the Burlington Northern Railroad.
Do you have anything further?
I have nothing further with respect to case number 4447, other than we would ask that the affidavit of Mr. Turner be made a part of the record.
It will be admitted as part of the record. Is there anyone else wishing to appear in this case? If not, the examiner will take it under advisement.